Good morning. It is 9:59 a.m. We are here today, December 3rd, 2024, via Zoom meeting for the motion hearing of OPAPA 24-004, Data Management Resources LLC versus the Port Authority of Guam. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Marianne Maglonia. Will appellant DMR please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Half a day. Good morning. Jacqueline Trelawhy on behalf of Data Management Resources LLC. And present today via Zoom is Mr. Richard Titano, the CEO.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency PAG please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Jessica Tuff for the Port Authority of Guam, and there are no other institutional representatives present.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Ms. Toft, you may need to get closer to a microphone or speak up.
Okay. Is this good?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We have several motions this morning, but I think we probably should start with the jurisdictional issue of timeliness. That motion to dismiss, Ms. Toft, is your motion.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think this is the same issue as we had in our previous case. None of the issues raised were timely. I think the motion spells it all out. I don't feel like I need to elaborate on the timeliness issue. They had noticed that the bid was being considered, and they did not timely object. If there were any other defects that they wanted to complain about, they did not timely object to those at the time that those issues needed to be raised when they could be fixed. These issues need to be raised when they can be addressed, not after the fact, not after you find out you lost. So I think the DFS case is clear. So I think that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Mr. Lahey.
Thank you. The Port Authority of Guam attempts to characterize this as simply they didn't do stuff. If you notice, they didn't do stuff that was required of them. The question is, what is the protest, the underlying protest in this case? And the underlying protest is specifically that the Port Authority of Guam engaged in misconduct. The specific misconduct that is alleged by the protest is that the evaluation of the bids basically failed to determine responsiveness of each of the bidders. Now, it's extremely important to look at the procurement record when we talk about responsiveness to determine when the protestants, the Protestants, as I like to call them, the protestants knew or should have known. In this particular case, Data Management Resources could not have known that the port was going to engage in misconduct. The specific misconduct is the evaluation of the bids. In this case, what you see from the memorandum of June 2024, if you go and review tab number 13 of the procurement record, what you see is that the bid evaluators were not even provided the bids. All that was provided to the evaluators was the bid status. The evaluation, bid tabulation, and bid price form. No bids were provided. Notwithstanding, the evaluators made a determination, an evaluation of responsiveness. Now, the Port Authority of Guam says the procurement record is complete. Well, with the certification of the completeness of the record, there is a complete absence in the record that a full evaluation was completed. DMR protested on July 12th, 14 days after finding out that the bid evaluation determined PDS responsive. Now, what documents were missing? Because that's the other question that DMR has raised. DMR says If you look carefully at the bid proposals, the bid proposals specifically were required to produce brochures that address the request of the bid, essentially the specifications. And when you look at the documents that were submitted by PDS, those were absent from the record. It's not in the record according to the Port Authority of Guam. And so rather than address the absence of response by PDS, the Port Authority of Guam says every vendor is required to protest immediately upon the opening of a bid. A bid opening is not the evaluation. It is the evaluation to which DMR protests, the evaluation that was improperly conducted by the port. And so DMR has protested in a timely basis, 14 days. That would be July 12th. And what has come to light in these proceedings is that not only did the port violate the law, violate specifically procurement law in failing to properly evaluate these bids, that not only did they violate the law when they determined PDS responsive when they failed to produce documents supporting the bid specifications, but immediately following the protest, the port also violated the automatic stay required by Guam law. And so instead of addressing the violations of law repetitively committed by the port in this case, they are requiring bidders to file frivolous protests. There was no way DMR would know that the evaluation would be improperly committed by the port. It's anti, what's the word I'm looking for? Anti-intuitive. That every vendor should assume that the port would not do its job. Every vendor assumes that the Port Authority would follow the law and that a full evaluation would be provided. That was not done in this particular instance. So when you look at the case law, when you look at duty free, when you look at Teleguam holdings, those cases from the Supreme Court of Guam addressing specifically the timeliness issue on procurements ask, what specifically is the protest here? The protest is not just that PDS was non-responsive. The protest is specifically that the port failed to adequately review and evaluate the bids that were submitted. And that's the reason why they determined PDS responsive. I think it's extremely important for Your Honor to review the procurement record, because I think the procurement record reveals the fact that this was not done. If you review the protest, decision on protest that was filed in the record as well, what you'll discover is that the decision on protest was issued in September, I believe September 10th, 2024. And the untimely and inadvertent failure to disclose the purchase order in this particular proceeding, look at the date there. That date shows that the port violated the law when it failed to automatically stay these proceedings because they issued that purchase order on July 24th. And so I think that we need to also be extremely careful about the slippery slope that the port is inviting this OPA to conclude, that upon a bidder realizing that they're not the lowest bidder, that they should automatically protest, because that increases frivolous protests. I think at that point, I would rest on our opposition.
Thank you. Ms. Toft, do you wish to respond?
I think the record speaks for itself. We've already pointed out that all the missing documents, which are purported to be missing, are actually in the record. Do you have any questions or points that you would like me to address? Because
just wondering, on June the 12th, when the bid was opened, were all the parties able to review each other's bid at that point if they wanted to?
Yes. Yes, they're open. They're publicly opened. And Mr. Cade and Richard Tideno, both of them were present at the bid opening. and all the bid documents were read aloud, and we've submitted the sound recordings. They could ask for it. They could look at it at any time. It's open, and they're read aloud. So it's the same issue as the previous case.
Mr. Lahey, when an IFB is for the lowest bidder, in order to be a successful bidder, you would have to be the lowest bidder.
Yes.
And the only way to do that would have been to disqualify those bids that were lower than your client's bid. Shouldn't they have looked to see if there was anything disqualifying and therefore non-responsive protested at that point?
I would say no. And the reason why that is because a lowest bid is not the determination of whether or not a bidder should protest. The obligation to review the procurement record and the bid submitted is on the agency. The agency is required to do a full evaluation. They can't simply rely on the lowest bid amount and proceed to award. And that's exactly what was done here. There was no attempt by the Port Authority of Guam to adequately review the bids as required by Guam law. To place the obligation on the bidders is contrary to Guam law. The evaluation is the specific misconduct that DMR has raised as the protestable issue that is before this body.
And before the award came out, did your client FOIA to ask whether or not there was any evaluation done?
That's correct. We did request a FOIA of the documents, but there was no evaluation at that particular point. The evaluation was not completed. I'm sorry?
When did you FOIA?
We FOIA'd in, you give me 1 second. I believe it was towards the end of June or mid-June somewhere. About mid-June, there was a request to review and to inspect the documents, but there was no evaluation at that point. The evaluation did not occur until, I am opening my port record, tab 13. The evaluation did not occur until after June 19th, and the evaluation would not have been.
You guys
produced.
Keep having different dates. My review of the record showed an evaluation done by Dot Harris on the 17th with a memo to the committee after.
There was a forward of a memorandum of the evaluation, but the evaluation was not conducted by the evaluators until the 19th. It is signed on the 19th, but the memorandum is dated June 17th. And so at the time of the FOIA, the evaluation would not be produced as part of the procurement because it is still under determination. So the determination of notice of award was not issued until June 28th.
What would have prevented your client from asking to see the bid to see on its own whether or not it was deficient and therefore non-responsive?
And that is the reason why the bid protest goes directly to the misconduct of the port. The misconduct of the port was not known to DMR until after the bid status. DMR would not have known that the port would ignore its obligation in providing the bid packages to the evaluators.
Wouldn't that have been then therefore the 17th?
No, because it would be driven by when DMR would have become known of the evaluation, and yes, that was not until June 28th.
Knew or should have known.
Knew or should have known.
Yeah, that's the problem that I'm having with the DFS decision, and I've been in all the cases that have come before me, I've sent it up purposely, some of them with absolutely interesting findings. I I found in one case where they should have bid, they should have objected before, as soon as the bids, as soon as the opposing party filed a bid, because they should have, they knew that that person was not qualified.
And
I'm still waiting for a Supreme Court decision on it. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to send this up also to them and just say, when your you're holding in the case of should have known, could and should have known is just not clear. If the parties had the ability to be able to look at the bids on the 17th and determined on their own that some document or some brochure was not in the file, as per the IFB or allegedly, then a protest should have been filed 14 days from that day. And so I'm going to have to find that this case, the OPA lacks jurisdiction because the protest should have been filed 14 days from the 12th, because it was public document at that point and could, and the and your client could have and should have known that the bid was non-responsive.
And so, Your Honor, I would also ask for a determination on the port's failure to place an automatic stay. We would not have known anything about the failure of the PAG to issue the automatic stay until they produced the purchase order. And they failed to do that in a timely manner.
When I have no jurisdiction to have this case before me because it's not timely, I can't determine anything else after that.
Okay. Well, it is a violation of the law. And the questions that are within the jurisdiction of the OPA are whether or not the port violated the law with regard to the procurement.
Yes, but first I have to answer the jurisdictional question. Is this properly before this office? And my finding is that it is not properly before this office because it was not timely filed within 12 days. I mean, 14 days.
May I request if you would, are intending to issue a written decision so that we can clock the appellate time frame, please?
Of course.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:16 a.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.